Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Welcome back to day two of our Countdown to Black Friday series. I'm so excited that you showed up again. And if this is your first one you're listening to, hello. Today, we're tackling a big topic, holiday burnout. And yes, that's a real thing. The holidays can be such a beautiful time, but they also have a way of draining us. And if we're not careful, you'll be depleted by the end of the depleted. I don't know why I can't speak. Depleted by the end of the holiday. Today, we're going to talk about some simple but powerful ways to avoid that burnout so you can actually enjoy the season with your family. You know, I remember one holiday season a few years back. I think, yes, it's right after my husband first got married, where I fell into the trap of doing it all. I had this vision of what a perfect Christmas would look like, from perfectly wrapped gifts to the spotless home, a holiday meal with all the great things, right? The pajamas, the movie night, everything. We went in, right? I wanted to create this magical experience. But let me tell you, by the time Christmas Day rolled around, I was exhausted. I've been so focused on making things, quote unquote, perfect that I couldn't even enjoy the day. You know, missed out on, you know, moments that I could really enjoy versus just being drained. I realized later that so much of what I've done wasn't even necessary for the memories I wanted to create. But that's okay, because you live and you learn, right? And I see so many moms who fall into the same pattern, trying to do everything to trying to be everything to everyone, especially during the holidays. We get caught up in this do-it-all mentality. You know what I'm talking about. Thinking we have to do everything. We have to deliver the best experience and keep everyone else happy. But in the end, we're left feeling burned out and sometimes even resentful. The holidays come around and we don't get to feel the joy because we're so depleted. Y'all ever feel like, I'm not in a Christmas spirit, or I'm not feeling Thanksgiving this year, right? We don't want to feel like that. We want to be excited. We want to be able to smile and just enjoy the journey in the day leading up to it, right? So let's talk about what holiday burnout really is. Burnout isn't just about having too much on your to-do list or working long hours. It's deeper, emotional exhaustion. During the holidays, it can come from trying to live up to an ideal experience or meet all these extra demands we place on ourselves. I'm guilty. I know, but I'm working through it. But here's the truth. Holiday burnout doesn't have to be inevitable. We could take small steps to protect our energy and actually enjoy the season without feeling drained. Let's start by taking a step back. I want you to ask yourself two questions. The first is, what are my non-negotiables? These are my favorite things. If you've been rocking with me for a while, you know I talk about the non-negotiables all the time. These are the things that bring genuine joy to you and your family. It might be decorating a tree together, baking cookies with the kids, or watching the holiday movies. Like, I love my Hallmark movies, right? Focus on those moments that make the season special. And so I want you to think about, what are your non-negotiables? And my second question is, what are the things that are draining me without adding? Excuse me. What are the things that are draining me without adding much value? Maybe it's spending hours shopping for the perfect gift for everyone. Y'all know where you be like, oh, I got to find a specific gift for them because they already had it. So I want something different, right? Or feeling like your home has to be the Instagram perfect holiday magazine kind of vibe, right? Or taking on more commitments than you realistically can handle. I know even sometimes I'll be wanting to do things and be like, yes, yes, I love to do that. Then I'm like, wait, how am I going to do that? Because we forget sometimes that when you got kids, it's a kind of different perspective of trying to do things, right? They bring you back to the earth real quick. So start to identify those things and ask yourself if they're really necessary. Sometimes by just letting go of one or two things, you're able to find more joy in what really matters. Now that you identified your non-negotiables and energy drainers, let's talk about setting boundaries. And I know boundaries can feel a little tough, especially when you're involved family or traditions, but boundaries are so important for preventing burnout. For example, if you're always hosting family gatherings and it feels overwhelming, considering setting a limit on what you're able to do or ask others to bring a dish to share the load. If gift buying is stressful, maybe suggest a Secret Santa exchange to simplify things, because when you have little ones, it's kind of more tough. Like, yes, we want to do those things, but you also want to think about your mental health. You don't want to stretch yourself so thin where you're just drained and you're regretting that you wanted to do that. And here's the big one. If you know you need downtime or a moment to recharge during the busy days, make that a non-negotiable. Find time to recharge. I know it might feel selfish at first, but trust me. When you protect your energy, you show up better for the people you love. And you're going to be like, oh my goodness, like, who I ain't know I need to go sit in peace. You're going to feel great. Am I nurturing the mama membership? We talk a lot about ways to build these kind of boundaries, not just for the holidays, but for everyday life. I think so many of us feel like we're in this alone, trying to juggle everything ourselves, but it doesn't have to be that way. Inside the membership, we share tools and strategies to make it through these high-stress times without feeling overwhelmed and burned out. Imagine being part of a supportive community of other moms who get it, who knows what it's like to feel like you have to do it all, and who are also working on finding balance. It's safe spaces where you can get tips, accountability, encouragement to help you stay present and enjoy the moments, even during busy seasons. When you set boundaries and let go of what doesn't truly matter, you create more space for the things that do. You can go into that season feeling excited instead of stressed out. Imagine waking up on Christmas morning feeling calm and ready to enjoy the day instead of feeling like you just ran a marathon. Preventing burnout means more than just avoiding exhaustion. It means giving yourself the freedom to experience the joy and peace you deserve. And I believe that with the right support and tools, we can all make this a reality. I know there might be some of you listening who feel like taking these steps or making these changes is easier said than done. Trust me, I used to be the same way. But 1 year, I decided something different, which was last year. It's almost been a year. I asked myself those questions and what mattered most to me and what could I let go of. And then the first time I set real boundaries. And you know what? That Christmas, it hit different. I was able to be present, to really be in the moment with my family. And I realized that it was those small, meaningful moments that made the holiday special. Now, all the extras in that experience I want for you. And I'm going to carry that with me this year as well. If you're listening to this and you're ready to avoid burnout this season, take a step back, find balance, and actually enjoy the holidays. Keep listening this week. I've got a special Black Friday offer coming up that's going to help you create that joy and peace that you are craving. This offer is designed to help you take these ideas and make them work in your real everyday life. So stay tuned, because I think it could be the perfect gift to yourself this holiday season. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you tune in again tomorrow for day 3, where we'll talk about setting realistic expectations and letting go of the pressure to make things perfect. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with another mom who could use this support, y'all. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. We all in this together, and we can make the season something truly joyful. Until tomorrow. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself, because you deserve it.